Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR, bringing you the best in talk radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through.
Hello, everyone. It is definitely a pleasure to be back on air with you tonight. Now, do me a favor. Ask yourself these questions. Do things seem to be a bit crazy for you right now? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed and in over your head? If you answered yes to one or even to both of these questions, guess what? You have tuned into the right show, because my special guest tonight will illustrate to you how even in the midst of chaos, you can still find opportunity. And with that said, thank you for joining me tonight for another inspiring episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I continue to follow this path in my journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. Now, remember, I'm not here to point fingers at or to place the blame on my former employers or colleagues, but what I am here to do is to face my own truths as I continue to grow professionally and spiritually while walking in my life's purpose. Along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to explore new and inspiring opportunities to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. The goal is that together we will support one another through this journey. That is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. If you wish to contact me directly, you can do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. With that said, thank you once again for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, you know that this show works because of you, our faithful listeners. You help to drive the show, and so that is why we always want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of tonight's conversation by making a, if you want to call in and make a positive comment, or if you want to ask our guest a question, I invite you to do that. Please call us at 347-324-5246. Now, please remember that you only have to press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue if you want to make a comment or ask a question. And we will begin taking your calls right after our break at around 7:30, and we certainly do look forward to hearing from you. So now we are ready to get started with our program tonight. I'm so, so excited because tonight's show is a continuation of our Entrepreneur Spotlight series. And so for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, this series was created because I had the fortunate opportunity to be able to connect with and build a relationship with the founder of the Entrepreneur Women's Networking Group, Ms. Shawn Thomas. And I actually was able to interview her back in March, and I then joined the group, and that inspired me to create a series with Shawn's approval, of course, that features women business owners who are women of purpose and also members of the Entrepreneur Networking Group. And so with that said, it is my pleasure to welcome to There Is Life After Layoff, Ms. Shawn Thomas, the founder of the Entrepreneur Women's Networking Group, to help us to continue to shine the Entrepreneur Spotlight tonight. So thank you for joining me again, Shawn.
Well, thank you for having me, Allie. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. You know, I so appreciate you. I've met so many wonderful people through our connection, so thank you. So, you know, as we get started tonight, I'm going to allow you to do the honors and ask you to do the honors of sharing with our listeners first the mission behind the Entrepreneur Movement, and then talk to us about the purpose of the Spotlight, and then we can go ahead and welcome our featured business owner to the show this evening.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Well, what Entrepreneur exists to do is to actually make sure that women in business stay in the game of entrepreneurship. Too many of us are bogged down with the different hats that we are commissioned to wear, and we sometimes put our dreams of entrepreneurship just on the back burner or completely take it off the table. So Entrepreneur is a solution to that in that we provide a community, a support system, a sisterhood. We like to call it a sisterhood. So that
we can create
real businesses that are thriving. We can connect with other women who are like-minded and are heading in the same direction that we're going. And we can also collaborate to build synergistic alliances to help us get where we're wanting to go faster and further. So that's what Entrepreneur exists to do. We are that community. We are housed on Facebook. And that's what it's all about, just making sure that we have real connections to help us along this journey, because you can't do it alone. And those of us who try to do it alone, it gets a little hard, a little fast. So we want to have that sisterhood so we can plug in and stay connected to keep going.
Right. And that's what I found after I joined the group. It was awesome. I learned so much, and I appreciate the connection with so many like-minded women of purpose. So thank you for your vision and being a visionary in creating the group. And so why don't you go ahead and do the honors of introducing our Entrepreneur Spotlight business this evening?
Okay, I sure will. We're gonna talk today, Ms. Mernice Oliver. Mernice is an amazing woman who has a heart for people and their success. She is also a very savvy businesswoman who helps you to get your business on the right track out the gate. So I'm very, very intrigued by her business model and what she does in her coaching practice. So I'm pleased to introduce Coach Mo to the Various Life After Layoff community. Yay!
Hey.
Yay!
There
hey,
she is.
Hey, Allie. Yes. Thank you guys so very much. Hey. You know, just amazing. I'm so excited to be here. So just wanted to say thank you first for just allowing me this opportunity. So feel very blessed and extremely grateful. So my sincerest gratitude and thanks to both of you.
Oh, our pleasure. And you know what? I had the honor and pleasure of actually hearing a little bit of your testimony and your journey at the recent Entrepreneur Networking event that was hosted by Sean back in June. So I have to tell you that I was definitely drawn into your story, and I saw a lot of similarities in our journeys, and what you shared definitely resonated with me, and I'm sure that it will also resonate with our listeners this evening. So, but before we always, you know, get into the meat and potatoes of the conversation, I always like to ask our guests to take a moment to briefly introduce yourself to our listeners so we can get to know who Mernice is.
Yes, thank you. Well, absolutely. So, again, I'm Mernice, and my clients really affectionately know me as Coach Mo.
Okay.
I am the queen of calm in all things that are chaos in business and in life. So what I want to share, though, really quickly is what I know for sure is that everyone is not as fortunate to know very early on what they are called to do.
Right.
However, I believe that everyone does have an opportunity that's awaiting them. They just need to find it. You know, life is not going to be easy. It just isn't. However, you know, it just consistently continues to be that little roller coaster, you know, up and down, but it's how we choose to react that matters. That's what I believe. So I just want to start that out of the gate by sharing that.
That is a mouthful right there. You stepped all over my toes, I'll tell you that.
Well, I have to tell on myself, I think,
right.
That comes out of not knowing, you know, what I was called to do early on, and having to go through that roller coaster up and downs and go through those storms to figure it out. So that's really just a little bit about what I believe, but I consider myself a purple unicorn. So let me share with you a little bit about why I think I'm a purple unicorn. Well, first of all, I believe I love all things purple. Purple lipstick, purple glasses, purple purses, shoes, everything. Purple.
Oh, gosh.
love it.
Well, Sean is she's with you on that one because she loves purple, too.
Yes. Yes, we are certainly sisters. Kinship there, we absolutely do. But also because I'm a little bit, I consider myself unique and I'm wonderfully made. And, you know, my path tends to be a bit untraditional and off the beaten path.
Okay.
And so I consider myself a non-traditional entrepreneur.
Okay. And, you know, when we were preparing for the show and we kind of had our initial conversation, you know, I shared a little bit with you about my journey with and how I came to be with There Is Life After Layoff, and that was as a result of my getting unexpectedly laid off. But, you know, in the midst of that, I chose peace in that particular storm in my life. And, you know, that choice, I feel, led me to the path of discovery of what I'm doing now, which I consider to be part of my life's purpose. And so with that said, have you or anybody that you know ever been affected by the negative impact of a layoff, whether it was forced or self-imposed or some other type of life-altering event? And if so, can you please explain that?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Well, that's really how I discovered my purpose. So it's so apropos that you would ask me that question. You know, my favorite quote is, "All great changes are preceded by chaos." And that speaks to me at a very deep and basic level. My background is in insurance and financial services. I did it for 25 odd years. I started when I was 3. And
I gotcha.
And worked, you know, in several capacities, but the last 6 years I was an agency owner. And Allie, what they were some of the best years, and I will tell you they were some of the worst, absolutely worst years.
Wow.
There was a time, and I was going through this season of not knowing who I was and allowing chaos and fear to rule my life.
Wow.
So I really never had a plan for my own life. I really didn't. I kind of just went with the plans of individuals that I respected or my family or my friends, my grandmother, whatever they said they thought I should be doing, that's what I did. I never took a time to figure out my own plan.
Wow.
And so I had to go through my own self-imposed layoff. I owned an insurance agency, so I was an agent for about 6 years. And towards the end, I just could not take it another day.
Wow.
And let me be very honest with you. I knew the first day I walked into my office 6 years previous, I was not supposed to be there.
Oh, wow. Really?
But my ego and fear of being judged and talked about and laughed at and all of that overruled my senses and said, okay, you're going to stay. And that was the first biggest mistake that I made. Now, I was very successful, and I appeared very on top of the world on the outside.
Okay.
I was ingenue. I was an actor, an actress. I painted a very beautiful picture to the world and to the public, but on the inside, I was dying.
Powerful. Yeah. I connect with that. Definitely.
Yeah. Stress and chaos, they became my bedfellows. I went to bed with them at night, and I woke up with them in the morning. It was something always constant. My personal life was in shambles, and so was my professional life, although it appeared great. You know, I was a top salesperson in the state, and so I really appeared to have it all together.
Mm.
But here is what I learned during that. It was because I did not take the time to create a plan for my own life.
Wow. Oftentimes we don't.
Yes.
You know what?
And
I realized that too. I think that starts when we're children.
Unfortunate. It does. It was absolutely where it started for me.
Yeah, because, you know, your parents say, well, what are you going to be when you grow up? And it's like, you know, you get programmed into thinking,
mm-hmm.
you know, and doing what your parents or loved ones, family members or whatever. Like you said, you do what everybody else wants you to do, but what is it that you really want to do?
Yeah.
Wow.
In my generation, I'm a Generation Xer. Our generation, we are the safe generation. We don't take a lot of risk. We kind of
mm-hmm.
follow
mm-hmm.
the status quo. We tend to do what our parents ask of us. We didn't rock the boat a lot. And
mm-hmm.
I was definitely a victim to that, absolutely.
Wow. So, you know, I know you spoke about the chaos and the fear that you felt. What other challenges that did you really experience during that time, you know, other than the fear and the chaos that you felt, and how were you able to kind of reconcile those feelings?
Well, I still get emotional thinking about it. So during my time out, again, you know, I had this emotional kaleidoscope, so to speak. You know, chaos just kind of colored my life. It was just the background. It was the music. It was what I ate. It was everything. And it was really all because I was out of alignment with
mm-hmm.
my purpose
mm-hmm.
and my most authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
And because I went against that and chose a different path, I was suffering from clinical depression,
wow.
high blood pressure, and diabetes.
Mm.
I was suffering from chronic insomnia, and I was very suicidal.
Mm. Oh, my. Wow.
So
wow.
The emotion was the gamut of the emotion. You know, it was all over the place. And how I was able to reconcile those feelings, it was really, I can't take credit for it. I can't say, I spent time with myself and I discovered. No, it was really out of desperation. I'm just going to be honest. It was because I had two choices.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get myself together or die. Those were my two choices.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it gets real. You
right.
know what I mean? I mean, it was real.
That's
so I'm
all
standing
the way
in my
real.
Bathroom. Right. And I'm talking to myself in the mirror, and I said, listen, what are you going to do, Ms. Mo? What you going to do? Are you going to live? You're going to get yourself together. You're going to tell the truth. You're going to be honest. Finally, be honest and be transparent and say, listen, I need help. Or are you going to die? Which one are you going to do?
Wow.
Because we have this road now. This is it. We're at the end of the road. There's no
yeah.
going. There's no,
yeah.
no place else to go.
Right.
And thank God, I'm so grateful that I decided, I chose door number one, I'm going to live, I'm going to tell the truth,
right.
and I'm going to be honest and be transparent about what was really going on in my life. I was finally going to take off the mask, and I hired a therapist, and I hired a coach.
Awesome. Wow.
And
you know what,
really
that's
kind
huge.
Of a turning point.
That's huge because a lot of people, especially in the African American community, we don't really talk about needing or wanting to go to see a therapist, you know. And back from when I grew up, you know, that was one of the things, you know, stuff like that got swept under the rug, you know.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's taboo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's so funny now that I look back on it. So my therapist was a white Jewish man that
wow.
I thought could not relate to me at all.
Oh, wow.
And he had my number from the moment I walked in the door.
Really? He peeped your
and
card, huh?
He peeped my card almost immediately. I mean, we were probably together not even 30 minutes before
really?
He pretty much read me and said,
oh,
listen,
wow.
Listen, you're in trouble. I'm glad you're here to see me, and here is what I see.
Wow. Wow. So let me ask you this. You talk a lot about the fear. What was that one defining moment in your life or in your career when you realized that you were really being held captive, and where did that the root cause of that fear come from?
Yeah. Have you heard, there's this Christian song, and it says, I sing terribly, but I'm going to sing it a little bit. It says, you know, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Mm.
Well, I really was a slave to fear.
Mm.
And when I realized that fear, because I'd allowed fear to overtake me, fear of everything,
mm-hmm.
condemnation and uncertainty and judgment and all of those things, it brought me to the door of, you're going to take your own life and leave your family.
Mm. Wow.
And so the turning point for me was, now it was selfish, let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was contemplating this, and I remember it very well, I just won top salesperson in the state for my company.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me an email and they said, hey, send us a new picture. We need a new headshot of you. And we want to put you in the newsletter and kind of celebrate you. And I thought, okay, so we go outside and my staff person is taking a picture of me. And I remember she was fussing with the camera about something. I don't even remember. And I remember thinking to myself, can you hurry up and take this picture so I can leave and go home and kill myself? That's
Whoa.
What I was thinking.
Oh, my goodness.
And as I was driving home, I was having this battle with myself. You know, what are you going to do? Why are you going to do it? Are you going to do it for real? What are you going to do? And here was what changed the tide for me. And I know it was the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Holy yes. Spirit asked me, who will raise your son?
Mm. Mm.
And he allowed me to see just a little bit. My husband's a great guy. He's really nice. And I knew he would probably find another wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she would probably raise my son.
Oh, my goodness.
And I did not want that.
Mm. Mm, mm, mm. Wow. That's powerful right there. Oh, my goodness. He just made it plain.
Holy Very plain God. For me. And
oh
so I asked him to help me. And so I quickly learned that, you know, uncertainty really is a gateway to possibility.
Mm,
so I have the possibility to leave or live or have the possibility to go ahead and die. Which one were you going to do? And then losing something means that there's a new place to gain something else, a new perspective.
Mm, that's good right there.
See, what I was holding on to was just the idea of who people thought I was.
Yeah.
And that was nothing. So I was going to lose nothing but gain so much more.
Mm-hmm,
a
mm-hmm.
brand new perspective on life. I just had to let it go. And
right.
so that was the turning point when I realized, okay, fear, this is it. You have been evicted.
I know that's right. You don't have to go home, but you got to get the heck up out of here.
You can't stay here with me any longer. You can't stay here yet.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, you talked about how you were hiding behind the mask of being happy. And for someone who may be doing that, I know you kind of alluded to what that meant, but, you know, go into a little bit more detail and what can result from doing that for so long, you know. You kind of shared a little bit about what, you know, happened with you. And, you know, talk to somebody who may be masking their feelings.
Sure. So I'll speak directly to my sister friend, my girlfriend who is listening on the line. And, you know, maybe they are wearing a mask. And the mask, I will say this, they have different names. They're not all the same mask. There's a, you know, the mask of avoidance. We don't want to really, mm-hmm. you know, own up to what's going on. And so we wear the mask of being a people pleaser or being misfixed. So it's a lot of different kinds of masks that we wear.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just explain to you what wearing a mask is. For those of you that don't know, it's really simple. It's being and pretending to be something that you really are not and not being true to your authentic self. Who are you? And knowing who you are. You know, I smiled and I joked and I was always the jovial one. I was the cheerleader in the group, cheering everybody else on.
Yeah.
But I was crumbling on the inside.
Wow.
You know, empty. Just empty. My spirit was destitute and I felt lost. You know, I kind of just buried myself in work and every distraction I could so that I didn't have to face who I really was. I wore makeup and, you know, just whatever I could to cover the ugliness that I thought of what I had created out of my life.
Mm. Wow. That's powerful. That is so powerful right there. Oh, my goodness. So what, you know, after you realized that you had the mask on and you decided to live, mm-hmm. and what was that one thing that then decided, you know, that made you decide that you wanted to push your way towards pursuing entrepreneurship?
Because I had to reconnect to who I really was. You know, I haven't always been Mernice. You know, I'm really Mernie from around the corner. And
right.
And you know, my my grandfather was an entrepreneur. His name was Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And he was my Superman.
Mm.
He was my hero. He did everything. He owned his own little, back in the day, they called them juke joints. Are you familiar
oh, wow,
with those?
Right.
He had a little juke joint, and he had a little liquor store. And,
oh, wow.
You know, he would let me run the register. He had a little Coke box that I could stand on and take money. Now, can you imagine? I'm taking money at the liquor store. And I had to be about
wow.
5 years old.
Really?
And,
oh, wow. That's funny.
Yeah, he let me write the checks to the suppliers when they would come in, and I knew
really?
How to count the inventory. He taught me everything, and my granddaddy
wow.
didn't have a sixth grade education, you know.
Oh, wow.
And he was a man, you know, who came to town with cardboard in the bottom of his shoes, and he wasn't a very educated man, but he was smart. He was really great
yeah.
with numbers and figures, and so I wanted to be like him.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. I wanted to be everything that he was. I wanted people to look up to me, too,
mm-hmm.
and you know, consider mm-hmm. me a him. Everybody thought my granddaddy could fix it, no matter what it was.
Right.
I watched him help people and take money out of the register because they couldn't pay a light bill or they lay on their rent. I watched him feed
mm-hmm.
people out of his juke joint because they were hungry. I watched him. And because of that, that's what kind of led me to wanting to be an entrepreneur. And so, again, I had to go back and look back and figure out, well, what even led me to this path?
Right,
and it
right,
was
right.
my Henry. It was my granddaddy. It
Your
was
granddaddy.
Him.
What a great memory that is. Wow. But you know what? It's funny that had you not gone through what you went through, you might not have come to that realization of the memory with, you know, wanting to really
Never.
Follow in the footsteps of your grandfather, you know.
Yeah.
You may
yeah.
not have had your Henry moment, you know.
Yes.
Wow, that's yeah. interesting. But you know what? Right now, I think what we're going to do, we're going to wind down, Mernice, and we're going to take a short station break. And when we return, we're going to come back and we're going to continue with this great and powerful conversation. And if we have any callers, we'll take calls. If not, we'll just keep it moving and sharing
Fantastic.
Because it is awesome tonight. So thank you. So just hold on for me for a minute. I'm Allie, your host, and I'm joined by my special guest, co-host Sean Thomas, and we are shining the entrepreneur, her spotlight on Mernice Oliver, lifestyle and business coach, mentor, trainer, motivational speaker, and founder of Women Speak International. She's on There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
Hey, this is executive producer Mel D. And on behalf of the Atlanta Life Radio team, we thank all of our faithful listeners. If this is your first time tuning in, we thank you. Share us with your friends, like us on Facebook, and please come back. A special thank you to all of our financial sponsors, because without their financial support, this show would not be made possible. If you are interested in becoming a financial sponsor or want to learn how to advertise with us, please send an email complete with your contact information to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Again, please send us an email complete with your contact information to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. And now we return back to our program.
All right, we are back. If you're just joining us, welcome. You're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.AtlantaLifeRadio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and I encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Now, tonight, it's not too late. If you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, you can call us at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. And we are going to continue with our awesome, powerful conversation with our entrepreneur spotlight guest, Ms. Marnice Oliver. And she has just been enlightening us on not allowing fear to reign and rule in our lives and about getting control of the chaos. And so, Marnice, I want to pick up where we left off. Before the break, you kind of alluded to the reason why you decided to pursue entrepreneurship. And so I know one of the biggest things that you like to coach women on and something that you talk about that's very important for women especially is how they can learn how to be business owners. So why is that so important? And why? What are some of the negative outcomes of them not learning how to harness this valuable skill set?
Yeah. Well, I really believe that when you change a woman's circumstance, you change the circumstances of her family, her street, her church, her community. So it's in her world, really. It's not just about her.
Right.
It's about the community, the world that revolves around her.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so women, you know, as business owners, one of the reasons why I get so excited when I'm helping women and I'm teaching them about the importance of business ownership is, one, we really need the flexibility of business ownership. We are the CEOs, the CFOs, the COOs of the family. We just are.
Yeah,
we wear many, many hats.
Absolutely.
So we need that flexibility of being able to be there and attend a PTA meeting or go to the lacrosse game or, you know, bring cookies to the bake sale or whatever it is. We need that flexibility and nothing, taking nothing away from those who choose to be in corporate America, because I spent many, many years in corporate America, so I take nothing away. But sometimes you just don't want to ask permission to take care of your own family. You just don't.
Right, right.
I'm just being honest. You just don't. You don't want to go in and ask your boss, is it okay?
You
got to go to my son's football game early.
Right.
You know, why do I need your permission to care for my family? And so I think that's it. And, you know, we can conduct businesses from home. We can do it. We can have independent location business. So we can run a business from wherever it is. And so we need to be able to manage our own schedule and have that flexibility. You know, and another thing is that we tend to see the world through a different lens. You know, we blaze our own trails and our own paths. And so we need women mentors to help bring the younger generation into the fold of entrepreneurship.
Amen to that. Oh, my goodness. Amen to that. Yes, absolutely. And you know what? Melinda just let me know that we do have a caller on the line. Hello, you are on the air with Allie and Bernice. What is your question or your comment?
Good afternoon, Allie and Bernice.
Good afternoon.
Is Shaw Marshall.
This is Shaw Marshall with
Changing Faces Makeup Artistry, and I've been having some technical difficulties, and I just caught just the last bit of what you all were talking about with regards mm-hmm. to the woman and the community and being the CFO and the CEO and the everything for the home. I think that is an awesome analogy, simply because, you know, women are such strong foundations for the family.
Yeah.
So when you get a woman in the mindset of becoming an entrepreneur
mm-hmm.
of her own business
mm-hmm.
and setting her own schedule so she can love
mm-hmm.
her family the way she wants to, I love that, what you just said, because
so
much so in corporate America, you know, you have to follow their timeline and their time, their constraints on you. But when you're your own entrepreneur, you can do your own thing and conduct business and be successful at it. So I appreciate you so much for saying that, because without the woman in the household, without the woman in the community, without the woman in the neighborhood, without the woman in the schools and the churches and
mm-hmm.
everywhere, you know, we will fail at so much, because we are such a pivotal part of the success of our lives. And I think it's an awesome thing. And also, I wish everybody had a grandfather like you did.
I know, right? Isn't that such a sweet memory?
Yes, that was just beautiful. And for you to take away that knowledge that he showed you when you were so young, for you to take that away and incorporate it into your life in 2016, right now, that says a lot for the type of man that he was and the type of values and principles and morals that he set before you. It doesn't matter that he didn't have a school education. He had a PhD in life.
Amen.
So
he showed
you something. And with that something, you've created the world that you have now, and you're sharing it with women like myself and like Allie and like a whole bunch of other women I'm sure that you have met along the way and have helped to be successful. So I applaud you, my sister. I really do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Shar. That was great.
I know. Virtual hugs to you, Shar. Virtual hugs.
Oh.
That is so awesome. I wish I could hug your neck.
Hug.
Yes, hug.
Yes, thank you, Shar, for your call and your comments. I appreciate
it. You're so welcome. And much success. Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. So you, and much success to you as well. Absolutely. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Well, you ladies have a great evening, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
you, Shar.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bernice, I want you now to really talk to us, since she talked about, you know, what you're doing and sharing with women and about being business owners. Tell us about your business and your mission and your purpose and, you know, about how you coach people to do this, you know, become business owners.
Sure, absolutely. Well, wow, where do I start? It's
a lot, right?
It's a lot. It really, really is. Where do I start? But I will say, so my business is Bernice Oliver Coaching. So I am a transformational life coach as well as a business strategist coach. And so my platform really is a global coaching, training, and mentoring platform that serves individuals, more specifically millennials, in the insurance and financial services arena.
Okay.
And my primary focus is to help bring the calm and clarity that they need to the chaos of life and business.
Okay.
You know, my primary focus and my vision for that is I am the calm catalyst. I bring it into the world of chaos in their lives.
Okay.
Now, Women Speak International is my movement.
I see.
Yeah, so, and our goal and our mission there is simply just to transform the lives of women by encouraging them to achieve that maximized success and inspire them to grow and expand so that they can live more fulfilled and happier lives by growing a business that they love.
Wow. So do you mentioned that you work with people and help them in insurance and finance. Do you work with people outside of those industries as well?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, coaching, particularly business strategy, is universal. If you have a business and you are experiencing that state of overwhelm and the chaos that's going on, absolutely, I'm able to come in and help you bring that calm and clarity that you need to help you move forward and to ensure that success that you're looking for. And my passion, of course, are people in the insurance and financial services arena, because that was where I was.
Right.
That was where I operated, and that was where I kind of found myself losing my life and spiraling out of control. And so I believe you have to, you know, that old saying, you never leave a soldier behind.
Right, I gotta go back.
Right,
right, exactly.
And help these soldiers. I have to go back and share with them, you can live a life independent, chaos, and fear, and overwhelm, and be extremely successful.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to have a plan.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Bernice?
Yes.
Are you there? Okay. I thought I lost you.
No, I'm here.
Okay, good. You know, and I love the fact that you use your personal experiences in business and in your life as catalysts for what you call your Create Your Best Life coaching model. So tell us, what does that mean? What is that model?
Yeah. Well, Create Your Best Life really came out of a quote that I found during my journey, my time out, is what I call it, my self-imposed time out. And I found this little quote, and it doesn't have an author or who I can attribute it to, but it just says, if you do not create a plan for your own life, then you will always live a plan that someone else created for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that just kind of shook me deeply. Because it spoke to exactly what I had been doing up until this time I found that quote. I was living a life, a plan that someone else created for me. And so out of that, I created a coaching program called Create Your Best Life First, where I help my clients create their own vision, their own blueprint to create their life first, and then build a business around doing what they love, so that they can live a life that's most authentic and purposeful to who they are.
Wow. That's good. So, yeah, you just, like you said, you just set that blueprint in one step at a time and build on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So do you feel as though you're walking in your life's purpose?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that purpose is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
But the chaos that I was experiencing was really just a temporary state of being. The purpose, my purpose is my calling. It's my way of life. It's why I was created. Chaos was really just a symptom of being out of alignment with my true purpose and my authentic self.
A symptom, that's good.
It was just a symptom.
Okay.
And so since I knew it was a symptom, I know that there's a cure. There's a cure.
Right,
for it.
Right.
There's a solution.
Right.
And what I do know is that we all hold the keys. Again, we just need the right blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
We need a simple, step-by-step, rinse-and-repeat plan, the right strategy in place to create their best life first.
Wow. Yeah. I love that you said that it's just a symptom. We have to, just like when you're sick, get to the root cause, you know, and figure out what the root cause, and not just treat the symptom and not know what the root cause is. And, you know, that holds true in medicine as well, because I think that's what why they prescribe so much medication for people. They're treating the symptom and not the root cause.
Right. You got to root it out. You got to root the root cause out. Right.
Absolutely. What advice would you give to someone who's aspiring to become an entrepreneur?
I'm often asked this question because, again, I do work with brand new. I work with new and existing business owners, but I would say, first of all, just realize that starting a business at any age, it's tough at times.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So let's just go ahead and get that out in the open. it's
right.
tough. But it's not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always recommend don't use whatever your circumstances are, be it age, you know, gender, race, social economic status, whatever it is, don't use it as an excuse not to operate in a spirit of excellence.
Wow, that's good.
Excellence has always got to be the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And service. Always, always come from a position of service. How can I serve?
Right, right.
You
Absolutely.
Have to make it more than just about the money.
Right.
We all need money to exist. We understand that. We got to pay the light bill, the water bill. We understand, you know, DirecTV is not free. I understand that.
right.
But you cannot make it just about the money.
Right.
You cannot.
Right.
It's about service. The money,
will come.
Yes, it will. But it's about the service. Who can I serve today?
Mm-hmm.
So wake up every morning asking yourself that. Who can I serve today?
Mm-hmm.
What can I give away? How about that? Let's just do that.
Right, right, right.
And
you're
knowing,
absolutely right.
Knowing your why is so key. Why are you doing this? Knowing your why. Why do you want this business? I had a mentor many, many years ago to ask me that. Money, what is your why? Why are you here? What is it that you want from your life? And knowing your why is so important because that's what's going to keep you motivated and push you forward when things get tough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When adversity shows up and you want to quit, you have to go back to your why.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you don't know why, then what's the point?
Yeah,
you kind of spinning your wheels.
You my why. Yeah, my why was I didn't want somebody else to raise my son.
That's
that was my
why,
why
enough.
That's why enough. And I didn't want that.
Wow.
And be careful who you allow into your inner circle.
Mm.
You know, you want to seek out amazing, amazing mentors and coaches. You know, I recommend preferably outside of your organization that you're currently working with. And maybe even they might not even need to look like you look.
Right. Right.
Because they're going to give you a completely different perspective. Now, they need to be someone that comes from a spirit of love and honesty and transparency.
Right.
Let me say
right.
that.
Right.
But they don't necessarily have to look the way you look or live the way that you live.
Yeah. Yeah. In my experience, God, you know, since I started this journey that I'm on, God has allowed me to meet the most amazing people that I don't think that I would have met on my own will. It has been just opportunity after opportunity of meeting this awesome people such as yourself and Sean, you know, and even our caller, Shaw, you know, who have just amazing journeys and stories of purpose, who have just gone on to, you know, transcend whatever adversity that they have experience in their lives to do great things for other people. And, you know, you didn't allow your circumstance to dictate, you know, your life and where that took you, you know. So I applaud you for that. Like our caller said, I applaud you for that, you know, not getting stuck in your circumstances.
Thank you.
Wow. Now, let us know, for those who may be listening who want to take advantage of your coaching services, and how can they contact you?
Absolutely. Well, first, you can just send me an email at Mernice@MerniceOliver.com. So very simple. Again, that's Mernice@MerniceOliver.com. You can check out my website at MerniceOliver.com as well.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want social media as well? I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Yes. You know, we're all over social media. So
absolutely.
So, if you would be so kind as to go out and visit me on my Facebook page, and that's Mernice Oliver again. But we do have an amazing, amazing group, and it's called Women Speak Connection.
Okay.
So just go out there and check us out and ask to join. We give some daily tips on how to grow a business, and we talk a little bit about self-care, and because we really cater and serve the whole woman. Not just one aspect. Women are multifaceted. We're just beautiful, complex creatures. You know, we're that onion. We got so many layers on the inside. And so you can't just speak to us from one aspect. You just can't. And so we offer tips for everything. You know, sometimes we throw out the lipstick, what's going on with the makeup, and just everything.
but our primary
goal, obviously, is to help you grow a build a business that you love so that you can live a life that you love. But that's it. I'm also on LinkedIn and Twitter at Mernice Oliver.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
It has been
much.
A pleasure.
Thank you so much. You just have... I mean, in your story, just like I said, it has resonated with me from the time that I heard you at the networking event. And so thank you for sharing and being, you know, willing to be transparent with our listeners, because that's, I believe, is where the growth happens, is when we're facing our own truths and willing to be transparent. You know, like the word says, we overcome by the sharing of our testimony. And so thank you. Thank you so much for joining me tonight and for helping women to find the calm in the midst of chaos. Your services are so needed given the climate that we're now living in. So thank you so much. I appreciate you joining me.
I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. And Sean, I want to also extend a special thank you to you for your continued commitment to empowering women in business and for how you inspire them to pursue their purpose. So I am certainly looking forward to the next Entrepreneur Spotlight. So thank you once again.
Oh, thank you, sis. I really appreciate you. I so enjoyed this interview. So many tweetables and notable quotes from Coach Mo. Thank you, ladies.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Love you, Sean. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You are so amazing.
Absolutely. So, you know, as I'm always accustomed to doing, I want to take a moment to relate our show to Scripture. And our guest, Coach Mo, she tonight shared with us about how we can overcome the chaos in our lives and find calm. And so that has led me to want to share Scripture from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, that speaks about Jesus calming the storm. And it reads, "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Peace, be still.' Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm." That speaks volumes to me in my life. There may be times when, you know, God will say to you, "Let me do something new in you," which to me can be an equivalent to him saying, "I have a promotion, a blessing, or an increase that may be on the way for you." But what we usually do and what usually happens is that we get excited in the beginning about the promise and the blessing, but then in the middle of the journey, which is when the storms, the chaos, or the times of testing, they take place, we then lose our faith. It is times like these that, you know what, we must trust and have faith and confidence that, guess what, God will do what he said he will do. Okay, it is during these times of testing that we have to learn to have peace and joy in the midst of the storm. Speak peace into your storm. That is what I had to do during the time when I found out that I was getting laid off. My choice was, God spoke to me in my spirit and said, "Peace, be still." And I'm still choosing peace. And even when it looks dark, I choose to stand on his word and his promise to me, because he is not a man that he shall lie. So that's just some food for thought for you. Again, that came from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. And next week, we will be continuing our There Is Life After Layoff financial series with my special guest co-host, world-renowned financial expert Carol Hunter. Now, the topic of that night will be Write It Down, Make It Plain. So I want you to also remember that you can email your financial questions to thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com, because we do have our Ask Carol segment. And for that is created for those of you who may have financial questions who want to remain anonymous. We will certainly honor that wish. And as usual, I want to let you know that if you happen to miss a particular show, there are several ways that you can catch up on what you've missed. First, you can always access all of our past recorded shows on our automatic player box that is located on the show schedule page. That is at AtlantaLifeRadio.com. We are also on iTunes and on the free downloadable mobile app Stitcher. You can find us both on iTunes and Stitcher by searching for Atlanta Life Radio. And, of course, in addition to catching up on some of the past shows that you may have missed, please also remember to connect with and follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45, and on Pinterest you'll find me at AllieWard65. And please remember to like us on Facebook by searching for at There Is Life After Layoff, and you can find Atlanta Life Radio on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio Station WALR. And before I wrap up for this evening, I want to take a quick moment to also wish our executive producer, Mel D, a happy birthday, which you will be celebrating on tomorrow. I pray and hope that your day is blessed. So happy birthday to you, Melinda. And so that will wrap up another episode. And so on behalf of There Is Life After Layoff, the entire radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. And so until next time, on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Through failure. freedom I have ever known has come from you.